Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chachma Shir. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. The Beza Hashem be joining the Shir. Parshas Pikudei Chazak Tovshin Peihei. Parshas HaChodesh Shabbos Mevorchim Chodesh Nisan. Today we're going to learn a Meshech Chachma in Parshas HaChodesh. The Meshech Chachma is in Parshas Boi. Very long, very yesodistic. It's very hard to get to them during the year and even Pesach time. So if we have an opportunity to learn a Meshech Chachma on Parshas Boi, on Parshas HaChodesh, let's grab it. And as we'll see, it's Negea to, of course, the Yontif of Pesach. And we'll see in Meridika, Godless from Amer Simcha, as his Diuk spans not only the Torah, but Bavli, Yerushalmi, Midrashim, and we'll see Maridik Agoinis Bez Hashem. So we're going to learn the Meshech Chachma, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin, towards the end of Parshas HaChodesh. Ushmartem es hamatzos. You should guard the matzos. Zokter Meir Simcha. He notes that the word Ushmartem, the Torah uses in numerous places, Negea to Pesach. This is Pasuk Yud Zayin. In a few psukim, in Pasuk Chaf Hei, which is no longer Parshas HaChodesh, it'll be the Kriyas HaTorah Bez Hashem for the first day of Pesach, Ushmartem Es Hadover Hazeh. That's Pasuk Chaf Dalet. And in Pasuk Chaf Hei, Ushmartem Es Hoavoyda Hazois. And in Mishpatim, Perichov Gimel, Pasuk Tezvav, Chag HaMatzois Tishmar. We'll lay that on Chalamoid. V'chein mechisisa, lamidal yurches, also Chalamoid. V'chein mirei, tezayin pasuk aleph in Devarim, shamar es chidesh haviv. Hine al mitzvah prati azu, and this specific mitzvah of Pesach, Matzah, Karban Pesach, nemar shmira beprat harbe pamim. The Torah uses the word shmira to guard many times. Where else do we have the word shmira used numerous times in regards to one mitzvah? Kimayal Shabbos. Shenemra by shmira shomar es yom haShabbos. In the Aseres HaDibros. And in Parshas Kisisa, Pasuk Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, and Tezayin. Amid Aleph, Yud Gimel, Vata, Parshas Kisisa, Achishabsoi, Sai Tishmeru. Next Pasuk, Ushmartem Es HaShabbos. Pasuk Tezayin, Vishomru B'nei Yisrael Es HaShabbos. And Gimel, so Gimel Pamim, Shmir B'Shabbos. And Parshas Bahar, Vayikra Chavav Beis. And in Kedoshim, Yotas Gimel and Yotas Lamed, Eshabsoi, Sai Tishmeru. So we have the mitzvahs of Shabbos, Tishmar, constantly. You got to guard the Shabbos. And the same thing when it comes to the Yontif of Pesach, the Torah uses the word Shmira numerous times. Lochei nikra Pesach Shabbos. Zokta Meir Simcha, that's why we find that we refer to the Yontif of Pesach as Shabbos. Like it says, Mimachras HaShabbos. Why is it that the Yontif of Pesach is referred to as Shabbos? Shukimai Shabbos Bishmira. What it has in common with Shabbos is that just like Shabbos needs constant Shmira, so too Pesach needs constant Shmira. So the Torah uses the word Shmira by Pesach numerous times to be mechazik, the inyan of how much Shmira the Yontif of Pesach needs, just like by Shabbos. Dr. Meir Simcha, v'shamur b'chal makum hu lo yisase. Let's take it to the next step. Whatever the Torah says, shamur, in regards to something, it is always a loshen of a lo yisase, a lav. Even though it's said in a positive fashion, guard it, but it has the halacha of a lo yisase. K'may shamur, like the Gemara in Shavua says, k'al makum shenemar hi shamer, and pen, for that matter, whenever it says hi shamer, loshen of shmira, Einoi ela loisase. And like it says in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Moitzos vasecha tishmar, says the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Gabbai Tzedakah and other things, it's a lois aseh. V'chein, it says, Uvechol asher amarti aleichem tishmeru. It says that everything that I told you to do, you should keep. Uvechol asher amarti aleichem tishmeru. Shem elohim acherim leisazkiru leishama apicha. Parachav gimel pasuk yud gimel. Uvechol asher amarti aleichem tishmeru. This pasuk is to make every mitzvah saseh in the Torah a lav. Shekol shmir shebetayra azhari v'makam lav. Liten loy saseh akol aseh shebetayra, says Rameir Simcha. So the lashon tishameru, hishamer, shamar, is to make it into a loy saseh. V'lochein, says Dr. Meir Simcha, now that I showed you when it comes to Shabbos and to Pesach, it constantly saying shmira. By Shabbos, kol ha'asein sheboi hema kaloi sasei. All the aseis of Shabbos have a din like kaloi sasei. What's the nafkamina v'noshim mitzuvos b'kiddush hayoyim? Why are ladies chayiv in kiddush? L'chayra, it's a mitzvah sasei she'azman grama. The answer, Dr. Meir Simcha, is kol sheyeshnoi b'shomer, yeshnoi b'zocher, the Gemara in Bracha says. Anyone who is in shomer is yom haShabbos, which are the lavin, are in zochar es yom haShabbos. And that's the assays of, like, making kiddush. V'chein b'pesach, ikroi halois assay. And the same thing is with Pesach, since it says shmira so many times, the ikr is the lois assay. V'gam ho'asein shebo yesh lohem din lois assay. And therefore even the positive mitzvahs have a din of a lois assay. And therefore v'noshim chayavos b'matzah. Why are women chayav in matzah? It's a mitzvah say shazman grama. So we say, kol sheyeshnoi b'loy seichal chometz, yeshnoi b'koma chomatzah. Whoever is in the loy sasei of not eating chometz is included in the mitzvah sasei to eat matzah. So it's a very similar drasha to kol sheyeshnoi b'shomer, yeshnoi b'zocher. Yeshnoi b'zocher. So Dr. Meir Simcha, and it's not clear to me if he's coming also to define the halacha by Shabbos of kol sheyeshna b'shomer yeshna b'zocher. But over here, when it says kol sheyeshna in balteicha chametz, whoever's not allowed to eat chametz is chayiv matzah, Zokter Meir Simcha, normally you look at it as a hakish. You look at it a hakish that since not having chametz and eating matzah are next to each other, related to each other, so memela, there's a smichus to them, so whoever's in one is in the other. Meir Simcha says no. The ikur drasha, you want to know what this drasha of kol sheyeshnei b'loitecha chometz, yeshnei b'komacho matzah, which is again over here, psachim, mem gimel amid beis. Loiseichal in Dvarim Tezayin Rei. Loiseichal of Chametz, Shivas Yomim, Toichal of Matzis. So they're in the same pasuk to tell us whoever's included in Isser Chametz is included in Matzah. V'hani Noshi, the women, since they are in the Baal Toichal Chametz, so Memela they're Chayiv in Matzah. Dr. Meir Simcha, it's not because of the smichas. The Iker Jerusha Mizad like Siv Asiya b'matzah u'b'pesach rak shmira. The Iker Jerusha is the fact that it doesn't say Asiya. It doesn't say Asiya. It doesn't say Asiya when it comes to matzah. It always, and Pesach, it says Shmira, and since it says Shmira, and Shmira is a din of a lois aseh, Noshim Chayovis. The women are Chayov, because they're Chayov in the lois aseh. Meir Simcha saying a Meredek HaChiddush here, that it's not because of the smichas. The Iker reason why the women are Chayov in Matzah, is because, since the Torah says a Loshon of Shmira, Shmira has a connotation of a leisasei, and therefore they're chayiv in leisaseis. And l'chayr, that's what he means to say before as well, kol sheyeshnei b'shamar, yeshnei b'zachar, which it means to say that since when it comes to Shabbos, everything about Shabbos is a lashon of Shmira, so memela it's a leisasei, and women are chayiv in everything that negeah to Shabbos, including Kiddush as well. Umisuluk mashehikshu mikalayim umitzitzis b'taisvus. Taisvus yivam is dalad omen aleph, and a menachas mem gimel omen aleph asakasha. The lechayra, if we're going to say it's a simple hekish, chametz tematza, because they're in the same basuk, frekt the rimi or lins of Yaakov of Orleans. So why aren't women chayiv and tzitzis? Because it's in the same basuk of not wearing shatnez, and you should say, whoever is not allowed to wear shatnez is chayiv and tzitzis. So to Meir Simcha, no, it's not a kasha. If you're learning because of a smichus in the same pasuk, you have a good kasha. But I'm telling you, that's not the pshat. It's not because of the smichus. The real reason why we're saying the women are chayiv in matzah is because by matzah doesn't say asiyo, it says shmira. Shmira is a lois asay, and therefore the women are mechuyev in any asay that is said in a lashon of a lois asay. So number one here, Meir Simcha is just showing us the idea of how many times it says Shmira Legabe Pesach, similar to Shabbos. And that's why Pesach is called Mimachras HaShabbos. He takes it to the next level, and since Shmira is a Lois Asei, that's why women are Chayiv in Matzah, and they're Chayiv in the Mitzvahs Asei of Pesach, because of the Lashon of Shmira that it says, as opposed to a Lashon of Asiyah, which would be just a plain Asei. Shmira is a Lois Asei, and therefore they're obligated. Now he takes it another step. Uvi Yishalmi Brachas Parakaraya. The Gemara in Brachas, in the Yishalmi, Parakaraya, the last Parak Halacha Gimel, famous Yishalmi. The Yishalmi holds that if a person makes tzitzis or tefillin or mezuzah, he makes a bracha on the making of the tzitzis, and the making of the sukkah or the lula, the tzitzis, or the tefillin or the mezuzah. The savar, the lasei tzitzis utfilin mezuzah, mevarech al asiyasa, nafshali gomer mitzvosa, b'shas asiyah. You haven't done the mitzvah yet. The mitzvah is going to be when you wear the tzitzis, you put on the tefillin, you live in the house. The fact, or put up the mezuzah, just that you made it is not the completion of the mitzvah. The Yishalmi holds your chayiv. Tani digam al sukkah velula mevarech b'shas asiyasa. Over there it says also in the Yerushalmi, Hoyse sukkah le'atzmai, if a person makes a sukkah, Oymer baruch asher kishon m'sayis v'tzivanu, la'asei sukkah. Hoyse lulav le'atzmai, baruch asher kishon m'sayis v'tzivanu, la'asei lulav. The same thing with mezuzah, tefillin, tzitzis. You make a bracha la'asei. Zokta Meir Simcha, why by sukkah and lulav do you make a bracha? Hainu mishum d'chag ha'sukkais taseh. When it comes to sukkahs, the Torah says a lashon of taseh. You should make the sukkah. There's a mitzvah to make a sukkah. The Yerushalmi holds that's a mitzvah. So therefore, you have to make a bracha. Lulav, yalef mi sukkah. You lulav, you learn from sukkah. The Gemara in sukkah, yudalef on the base, that you learn lulav from sukkah, that there's a chiyav as well to whatever there is by sukkah, you chayav by lulav. So there'd be a mitzvah to make the lulav, put together the lulav, and your chayav on to make a bracha. V'chein b'tzitzis, gedilim tasa, v'asu lahem tzitzis. Zot the Meshech Chachma, but you know what? It doesn't say here in the Yerushalmi that when you bake matzah, you make a bracha. Why not? All the other mitzvahs, when you do the mitzvahs, you chayv to make a bracha. La says a mitzvah. How come by matzah the Yerushalmi doesn't say it? So to Meir Simcha, you know why? We should do like siv asiyah b'matzvah, rak shmira levad. It doesn't say asiyah, it says shmira. Even though avad, you have to go make matzah, but since the Torah didn't use the word of asiyah of taseh, use the lashon of shmira ushmartem, so therefore, there's no bracha on baking matzahs. So that's another chiddush. Rav Meir Simcha is learning the Yerushalmi here from the Lashon of Shmira. Now he takes it another pshat in the Yerushalmi. V'lochein, and now that I learned here in the Gemara Yerushalmi Brachas, that it leaves out matzah, I understand another Yerushalmi in Parakama de Sukkah, Halacha Beis. Over there, the Mishnah is Sukkah Yishana. You have an old Sukkah. Mishamei Oimri, Mishamei Paisli, Mishamei say it's Pasol. Uveis Hillel Machshirin, and Beis Hillel say it's Kosher. Zok de Gemara. Af b'matzah kein. The Gemara says, maybe by matzah, the halacha should be the same, the matzah yishana, old matzah, plugta the Beis Shammai, the Beis Hillel. So the Yishalmi wants to say, that just like Beis Shammai holds a yisuki yishana's puzzle, because you have to make it l'shem sukkis, l'shem l'shma, you can't have some old sukkah that you stam made a hut, and I say, oh, it's sukkahs, let me use it. No, you have to make it l'shem sukkah. So too, if you stamazai made matzah, it should be pasul. Mashenkin, according to Beis Hillel, it should be kosher. So Gemara wants to say the same machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai by an old sukkah, if you need to make a sukkah, l'shem sukkah or not, l'shem mitzvah sukkah, should apply to matzah. So the Gemara answers, no. Amar Rabbi Yosi divra kolhi. No, it's not true. Everyone agrees that matzah has to be l'shem matzah. Why? Mekeven shalei asal l'shem pesach, dover bari shalei diktikba. Shalmi says an interesting thing. You want to know why everyone agrees that old matzah cannot be used, you had to have made matzah l'shem pesach? The reason is, because if you didn't make it l'shem pesach, you for sure were not careful that it shouldn't become chametz. So it sounds like it's not really a deraisa dekedin, sort of drabonim dekedin. Avad, you really don't need matzah l'shem Pesach. But if you didn't make l'shem Pesach, you probably weren't careful of it being not chametz, and therefore it cannot be used. We'll take that for a second. Let's just see what Rav Meir Simcha says on that. So he says, the Yishalmi in Sukkah says Sukkah Yishana is a machlekes b'shamis Hillel. Omar, the Gemara says Matzah Yishana plukta b'shamis Hillel. Uvevavli le'mazkir zeh. The Bavli never brings a havamina that matzah should be the same as Sukkah. Why not? Why only the Yishalmi? Oh, so Meir Simcha says like this. Mishum taima de b'shamis de yolif mechagas Sukkas tase. The Bavli in Sukkah Dav Tes Amar Aleph says, how does B'Shamay know? Why does he say a Sukkah Yishana is possible? You have to make a Sukkah L'Shem Chag, because the Pasuk says Chagat Sukkah is Tase. You got to make the Sukkah L'Shem Chag. Chagat Sukkah is Tase. So now, if that's what the Bavli holds, so Dr. Meir Simcha, there's no Havamina that B'Shamay should say the same thing by Matzah. Why? Does it say tasa by matzah? Or matzah leksiv asiyah, rak shmira. Matzah doesn't say asira. It only says shmira. So therefore there's no havamina that it should be the same. Okay, what about the Yerushalmi? So Rav Meir Simcha doesn't say what's pshat here in the Yerushalmi. So it's a good kasha. So l'chayr the Yerushalmi does say. Now, ken zayin what Rav Meir Simcha means to say. Now, grad, I saw if you look in the back here in the Yizvahad Yerushalmi, so someone taka asks, like, what's the Havamina of the Gemara? L'chaira, it says only Tasa. Only says Tasa by... It says Tasa by Sukkis. It doesn't say by Matzah. What's even the Havamina? Now we'll get to that point in a minute. But Ken Zayin, what Rav Meir Simcha is saying... Now, okay, stop for a second. The Yerushalmi over here does not say Pshat and Beishamai Beis Hillel. It doesn't say why Beishamai needs to say it. I don't think so. No. The Yerushalmi doesn't say. In fact, the Yerushalmi just continues. Sukkah Sarayim, Sukkah Sayyatim Ksheira, Haisa Sukkah Latzmai, Sukkah Sham Sayyatim Vlasay Sukkah, so on and so forth. But it doesn't say why. Now, could be what Rav Meir Simcha is trying to say is that since the Yerushalmi already said that there's a mitzvah to make a sukkah, there's a mitzvah to make a sukkah. How do you know there's a mitzvah to make a sukkah? Chag HaSukkah is Taseh. And therefore, since there's a mitzvah to make a sukkah, So therefore, everyone seemingly holds that mitzvah to make a sukkah. And therefore, there's a bracha. Lasei sukkah. There's a bracha lasei sukkah. So, could be the pasuk is already being used. And therefore, you can't learn it. There has to be a sukkah lishma. You don't have to make a sukkah lishma. There is a mitzvah to make a sukkah. But could be, even if you didn't make the sukkah l'shem sukkah, it's still kosher. If you did it l'shem sukkah, you'll make a bracha on that mitzvah from the mitzvah chag ha-sukkah is tasalecha. Mashen kin lav dafka, is there a din of l'shmalik b'shamay that will passel a sukkah yeshana? Now you might argue and say, no, what do you mean? If there's a mitzvah to make, it should be l'shma. I'm just throwing that out. Rav Meir Simcha doesn't say. But one thing I see is that the Yerushalmi does not say Pshat and Beishalmi at all, and then the Yerushalmi shtels it to Matzi Yeshana. And Rav Meir Simcha is saying the Bavli, who learns Beishalmi from Chag HaSukkah is Tatsa, then says there's no Havamina that Matzah should be the same. So it seems what he's trying to say is that the Bavli is not learning Beishalmi is because of Tatsa. Now, Ait says Tatsa. Okay, could be that just to say there's a mitzvah that you would even make a brach on it. But lav dafka, that there's a chi of taka to make a lishma that it would even be pasul like Beishamai. That's what I was perhaps thinking. But before we finish this, so let's just talk about this just for a second, some interesting things here. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky, over here on this Gemara, so the Yerushalmi, as we see, ended off and said, it's a din, yitaka don't need lishma, but everyone agrees that matzah yishana will be pasul midrabanan. Why? Because you might come to chimutz. Umavur das Yerushalmi, deloy boi b'matzah lishma. You see, says Rav Meir Simcha, that Yerushalmi holds matzah doesn't lishma. V'chein diyek b'primegadim mitzvah zav simen tov samach. V'soiv simen tov resh meim gimel. Zokt Rav Chaim, this is a diyek that the primegadim makes. In tov samach and tov resh meim gimel, we'll see in a moment. But Rav Chaim says v'einim achruch. The shleimer de leimari b'layla harisha. The halacha of having matzah lishma is the mitzvah's achilas matzah the first night. The rest of Yom Tov, you don't need matzah lishma. You just need that it's not l'shem shimur, l'shem that it didn't become chametz shimur l'shem chametz. So zokter b'chayim, I don't know what the raya is. This Yerushalmi is talking about matzah for the rest of Yom Tov. Matzah for the rest of Yom Tov that doesn't need l'shem matzah, but it has to be that it's not chametz. And that the Gemara says, well, if you didn't make it l'shem Pesach, you weren't careful. Come l'day chimutz. Matzah the first night, avad that needs l'shma, needs l'shma. It's not mukhrich for the Yerushalmi like that. Any different? Azoy zakt, Reb Chaim, targi on the Prima Gadim. What does the Prima Gadim say? So the Prima Gadim in Tav Samach, at the end of Sivkot and Aleph, the Prima Gadim says, "Ayin mashikosavti b'tav reish mem dalid sukkah yishana tesvav mechag matzis." Now, as we asked before, somebody asked if sukkah yishana is because chag hasukkah is tasalecha. So, what's there have a mina by matzah? So, the Prima Gadim says, "No, because it's a gzer shava tesvav." So, therefore, whatever applies by sukkahs will apply by matzah. Now this is a Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef is a Gemara in Masechet Psachim Daf Lamed Ches Amud Alef Amud Beis Chalas Toida Rekike Nazir. So Rabbi says, how do you know they can't be used for matzah of Pesach? So Rabbi says, because it says Shmar Demes Hamatzis, you need Shmir L'Shem Matzis, and these weren't Shamar L'Shem Matzah, they were L'Shem Karban Toida. And Rabbi Yosef says no. Shivas yamim matzahs techelu matzah nechel so shivas yamim. You don't need lishma. You just need matzah that can be eaten for 7 days. And these matzahs can't be eaten for 7 days because a taida can only be eaten for one day and one night. So you have a machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef if matzah taka needs to be l'shem matzah or not. So zokta prima gadim over Yerushalmi l'shitase ye'uyin sham. And Yerushalmi is l'shitase. So if you look in Tav Reish Mem Gimel, in Tav Reish Mem Gimel, in a parentheses here, at the end of the Simen, the Prima Gadim says, "Amar Hejid Akaitsev, I'm going to tell you the halachas of Sukkah." In parentheses, "V'yeshli hirhuri dvarim b'matzah yishana." I have thoughts by matzah yishana. Shesh loy l'shum matzah. Tav Samach. He brings the Rambam, paskins like Rabba, this machlekes bechalas taida. Perek vav alacha tes the shimer l'shamatza. You need shimer l'shamatza belisha vafia dvar taira. The like Reb Yosef im sachem it says lametes lameches. Umizeh seva machlekes Rabba and Reb Yosef. So the halach is like Rabba over Reb Yosef. Im kain so zok the prima gadim besukanami tesvav. So l'chayra he goes mamish pum fakaret. He says that just like by matzah, we pasuk like Rabba that you need. Lishma, l'shei matzahs, so make gezer shavah tesvav tesvav, tesuki yashana, you should also need it. So it's not because of chag asukas tasa l'cha, like b'shamay, l'chayra, there's gezer shavah from tesvav tesvav, so it's going the opposite way now. Uvishalmi sukka mashma d'rabbonon. The Yishalmi Masech the Sukkah is mashma that we don't paskin midai raisa. You need shimer l'shem matzah. Not like the Bavli seems. The Rambam passing like Rabba and the Bavli. The Masher the Rabbanon sees b'medayik our Yishalmi that ends off and says only midai Rabbanon v'shem l'shamer karoi. Oh, that's l'shitase l'cher b'psachim. That's l'shitase because the Gemara Yishalmi Imsachim goes with Reb Yosef. The real reason Chalas Taidar Pasol is because you can't have them for 7 days. Not that you need l'shma. So since we paskin like Reb Yosef, that Matzataka doesn't need l'shma, so that's the Yishalmi l'shitase says no. L'kulei almi don't need l'shma. So the Rabbanan shouldn't become chametz. Ashenkin us, says the Prima God, then the Bavli is going to argue, because we're going to paskin like by Chalais, Taida their apostle like Rabba, because you need the shame, Matzah. And if that's true, you should taka need the Shema by Matzah's the shame, Matzah. And then therefore you make a Gzer Shabbat as Vav to Sukkah, so Gishana should also be apostle according to this Cheshman. So the Prima Godim here is going back and forth, also making a machlekes Bavli and Yerushalmi. Very similar to Meir Simchus, also making this difference between the Bavli and Yerushalmi. Now he's going in the machlekes Bisham and Beis Hillel, if they're Tali Zebizet. That's more what he's going in. If you could be Tali Matzi Shana, machlekes Bisham and Beis Hillel, but a very similar mahalach. Reb Chaim, as we're saying, is arguing on the Prima Gadim and saying it's Bechlal not arrived from this Gemara, that Adarabba, this Gemara could be is the matzahs of the rest of the Yontif, but the matzahs of matzahs mitzvah could be takanid l'shma. Okay, the Prima Gadim made a cheshbon that Yishalmi paskins like Rav Yosef. Okay, that's just very interesting. Lochein ends off from Meir Simcha kishi Yisrael shayimrim chaydish aviv v'hamatzah yisur v'hamitzvah. I'm not sure which one he means. When Klal Yisrael is shomer the Chodesh Aviv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shomer the Laila L'Goy Alam. U'chayotze b'yomer, like the Medrash says in Dvarim Rabbah, it says over there, Shomer Tishmerun. Kim Shomer Tishmerun. Kishata shomer neiri anei mishamer nercha. The Medrash says, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ner biyodchi v'nercha biyodi. My ner is in your hand, and your ner is in my hand. Im shamarta es neiri, if you're going to guard my ner, ani meshamer es nercha, I will guard your ner. Zokt minayin d'chsiv raki shomer l'chosh v'nafshcha moid, haviyoyim shomer tishmerun. So zokt Meir Simcha, that you see whenever he uses a lashon of shmira, it's not only our shmira, it's a shmira of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So therefore, Zokta Meir Simcha, when Klal Yisrael are shomer the Chodesh Aviv and the mitzvahs of the whole Chodesh Aviv, Gantz Pesach is a mitzvah of shmira, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shomer halaylo hazeh l'goy alam. Like it says later, Lel Shimurim Hu LaHashem, Lel Shimurim. Where is this pasuk? Leil Shimurim hu LaHashem hu alaylo hazeh LaHashem Shimurim l'chol b'nei Yisrael l'dayroisom Zokter Meir Simcha Mamish. It seems like he's Mamish making his own type of drasha based on this medrash in Dvarim Rabbah that says Shomer Shomer, that since if we're Shomer as the mitzvahs of Aviv of Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shomer HaLaila HaZeh L'Goy Alam, which Ataka B'Zoicha, to be Shomer the mitzvahs of this month of Nisan, the Shomer the mitzvahs of Pesach, and b'schus our shmira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shimurim l'chol b'nei Yisrael l'dayreisam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Sipurne says on this pasuk, that not only was HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'mishoyimer u'mitzapa, like Rashi says, to take them out of Mitzrayim, this night is Shimur l'dayreis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting to bring the Gula Shlema, b'mheirov yameinu, amen. Kol tov, everyone.